And now, the rest of the story. Spy. It's spelled K-U-E-I, Fan Kwai. That was the cry that shot from the shore, that rang across the water as Warren sailed by. Fan Kwai. In Chinese, Fan Kwai means foreign devil. And that's what they thought of Warren. A great many of them anyway. And yet at least as many more longed to see him coming. Yearned, if not for him, for what he brought with him to them. For Warren was a trader in opium. That's right. A dealer. A pusher. It was he who transported the narcotic yielded from the pink and white fields of the fertile Ganges Plain. East Indian opium. The real stuff. In season, Warren and his Fan Kwai colleagues in the opium trade were confined by the Chinese to a solitary riverfront block in Canton. There were 13 two-story factories on that block where the pushers lived and worked. In the off-season, Warren resided in comparative luxury in Macau, a port off the South China coast. The voyage from Macau to Canton was 85 miles by dispatch boat, a vessel propelled by oarsmen and crimson sails. It was a pleasant journey, cruising among islands of iridescent green foliage and orange groves and ancient pagodas. So each time Warren made that otherwise delightful trip, islanders would see him pass, and they would run to the shore, and they would call out, Fan Kwai, foreign devil. Often they would make menacing gestures, chopping with hands at their own necks, the unmistakable threat of death. But Warren was not intimidated. He knew the emptiness of their threats and the virtual indispensability of his business to a nation enslaved by drugs. Anyway, Warren was just too rich to care. There was no room for fear in his line of work, nor for conscience. From Canton, he once wrote, and I quote, I do not pretend to justify the opium trade in a moral and philanthropic point of view, but as a merchant, I insist it has been a fair, honorable, and legitimate trade, and to say the worst of it, liable to no further or weightier objections than is the importation of wines, brandies, and spirits into the United States. End quote. Now, Warren was head of the shipping firm of Russell & Company, the largest of all American opium dealers, the third largest in the entire world. By late 1840, the Chinese emperor had begun feuding with the British, but Americans like Warren, neutral in the conflict, benefited business-wise, and thus was laid the foundation for a family fortune on the wasted bodies of innumerable Chinese opium addicts. Warren's grandson was later asked about the old family enterprise, as horrible and degrading as prostitution, but in reply, the grandson said nothing. For what could one say? Especially responding from the White House. For Warren, America's number one pusher, the merchant who became a millionaire through narcotics traffic by the age of 48, was Warren Delano II, the father of Sarah Delano, the grandfather of Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And now you know the rest of the story.